Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekend. Got some real news here at the top, Anthony. Mm. Real news here at the top. The listeners found you. Mm. They found you. It's at a hockey game. Bob, I'm going to text you this pic to put up there. Now, a lot of people are asking if you were smiling in this photo, and I said, look, I'll ask you live on air.
I don't know. Let me see it. I may have been laughing. You know.
Do you have it, Bob, or do you need me to text it to you?
It's on the Facebook group, but we're not logged in the Facebook group.
Man, you guys just can't figure it out back
there. No, you're never logged in, dude. You're never logged in.
Hey, my computer.
Yeah, what happens over there, Bob? Do you shut it all down because you're worried about your wife coming in and just actually checking your search history?
I think that she's in enough denial about that she would never check at this point. They're two kids deep.
Does she care? Yeah.
No, I mean, she cares. She just doesn't want to know.
I just texted you the photo here. We can pop it up. I'll let you guys decide, and that's why you fucking sign up for Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. You get to see all this shit right here. And also, we don't give a baker's fuck on this show because we can get away with murder here. That is in the title. But pop up that pic there. Get out of Facebook altogether. I just texted it to you. You're good to go over there. Speaking of Facebook, I saw fucking Mark Zuckerberg at the UFC event walking out.
Yeah, so apparently Volk trains him.
Yeah, him and Marab.
Which is why why Volk lost, by the way.
Yes.
Like, once you start hanging up with billionaires, you're done, man. As a fighter.
That's what I said.
It's like fucking Connor got rich, can't fight anymore. Volk is hanging out with rich people, he can't fight anymore.
No. You got to be hungry still, dude. You got to be hungry.
That's the way it is.
Look at this. I don't know who the listener is that sent this in.
I mean, that's a low bar for smiling, isn't it?
I can't tell, dude. I mean, it appears as if, yes, you were definitely enjoying yourself there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I was having a good time.
I'll say a half a smile.
Good game, good company.
Good seats, and all that stuff.
I stole their secrets as well.
From
the Red Wings.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Took all kinds of pictures of things, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Do they let you do that?
Well, they can't fucking stop me, can they?
What is it? What is it like? I've never sat behind the coaches. I've sat against the glass.
Yeah, he just has the lines written down on a card.
That's really? It. Okay. No. Nothing fun That's and it. Flirty back no. there, huh?
No.
All right. No play calls, no nothing like that?
I don't think so. I didn't see any play calls or anything like that.
Is this picture, show that one more time, Bob. It's definitely a Connor Stallions moment there. It looks like you're trying to steal something.
Well, maybe trying to steal the rest of his hair because he's almost out.
Yeah. He's all gone up there.
Yeah.
Fucking cue ball, that guy.
Good coach, though.
Good coach. Yeah. Also, want to give you guys personally a shout out for showing up this weekend. We had a free tasting at Total Wine in Dallas. It was packed. We gave out a bunch of weird signed merch and all that other stuff. I think we'll add coins this week because there's another tasting Friday in Dallas, I believe. But when you go to these things, we're actually giving out merch in advance because Dan and I test a lot of this shit before it goes out to everybody. And so we're just going to give that out, sign some of it. And there's been hoodies, all kinds of shit at these events. And it's free booze because we had a live tasting at HEB as well in Dallas on Saturday. And here's what I said, that they could go into the stores, black out, drink for free, which you can. And then just eat a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, technically, drunk in public is a crime.
Is it?
But getting drunk in public isn't, right?
Okay.
So it's just being drunk in public that's the crime. Getting drunk in public, not a crime.
No, not at all.
You know. And we've also considered maybe giving away a free HEB, the whole thing.
The whole grocery store.
Yeah, we're not entitled to do that.
No. And I'm not sure what the legalities are in something
like
that.
I'm not either, but I do feel like after a couple of hard AFs, you're not going to know if we're being serious or not. So
you own it after two hard AFs. Congratulations.
Just
you
pee on the outside of the building and by dog rules, it belongs to you.
It does. So it's up to you, but yeah, I look, black out, eat some Hot Pockets. do whatever you want over there. They seem to enjoy it. I'm surprised they were doing, because we got a lot of that too, of like, I'm surprised they allowed tastings of 8% in a grocery store. And I was like, that might be the first time ever.
Yeah, why not, man? What, I mean, you know, HEB, it's the place to be.
I love HEB. Big fan, but thank you. There will be another one on Friday. We'll give you the address and the location of that so you can pop on out there and grab some free merch and all that other stuff. I know we're giving out hats and Hard AF hats and some other Drinking Bros apparel and hopefully these coins, because his hat right there, these colors don't run. One of our listeners brought in some coins for us.
Here. Yeah, and these coins will not work in an arcade. They're fucking too big.
They are too big.
It is a specific size. I think it's actually illegal to make a coin that's the exact same size as U.S. currency.
Correct. But try it out and see what you can barter with.
You might be able to use it at the grocery store to get your cart. Shopping cart, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty thick, though.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. So it's almost as thick as Thick Dukes.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
All right, kids, you know the rules. It's Monday. Let's get to our favorite memes from over the weekend. What do we got up first here,
Anthony? Well, most of them are racist.
Great.
This week.
I love, is it casual racism or just full-on racism?
It varies.
All right. I like both.
I guess, but it's not just racist. There's some fucked up shit, too. This first one's called Baby on Board.
Baby on board. All right. Let's see. Baby on board.
We got a child in the car with no child seat.
I don't know.
Are you sure? Are you positive about this? Are you saying I do?
We do have a child in the car with no car seat.
Oh, that is fucking dark.
Yeah,
it's
not as dark as this.
Yeah,
This next one's worse. I think it's the same joke, just different. Same but different.
Should we describe the joke for the audio listeners?
This one's called Burnt Toast. Yeah, Bob, you want to run people through what just happened there
on the first one?
Yeah. So it's that cloud. I'll do it. It's that classic meme of the cop pulling the dude over, black guy and his wife. He's like, "Hey, I need to cite you because you are driving around with a baby, not in a car suit. Car seat." He's like, "No, I'm not." And then she's holding up the fucking positive pregnancy test. Ha ha, it's all fucking cute. Then you see it smash cuts to two cops just firing wildly into the cab of the vehicle. Yeah. Now, this was called Burnt Toast.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. And I know what I'm in for here.
Because the toast is black, you get it? I guess that's toast not really racist. Black. That's more of a joke about cops firing. Shooting black people, right?
You know, tough to say on that one.
I don't think that's racist. I think he's racist.
Yeah, the guy himself in that one is. But big fan of that. Yeah. We're off to a hot start here.
Burnt start,
We're off to a real hot start here. It's Black History Month.
This one's called For the Kid.
For the Kid. Yeah. Okay. Because I like to try to guess these in my mind beforehand.
Bob, you want to take this?
Yeah, you want to read that?
When the lap dance is fire and you see them C-section scars.
He's holding up a 20 and he says, for the kid.
For the kid, dude, yeah. Yeesh. Do you remember your first C-scar strip club?
I've not seen that.
Really?
No. I'm not really a strip club guy.
I'm not either. No. 7th Veil in Los Angeles on Sunset. I'm not a big strip club guy either. It was literally the only place open after a Prince concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there was...
So we had to go, and I didn't know anything about it.
There was a place in my hometown called Ladies in Lace, and it was known colloquially as Ladies in Lice.
Ah.
And it was in like a boarded-up concrete building.
Yeesh.
So I never went inside.
Okay. I went to the only strip club in College Station.
Okay.
I actually danced and dashed.
What does that mean exactly?
Wait, you were given lap dances?
I got danced on and dashed.
Oh, no, not to save money, just to like get the fuck out or
what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't even want it. She cornered me. She kind of sexually assaulted me. And she like, and then she was like, "That'll be $20." Like I was like, "Oh, I gotta go to the ATM." And then the guy says, "We're like, hey, we're heading out." And I was like, "Good, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm not giving this bitch $20." But it was colloquially, it was called the silk stocking, and it was colloquially known as the dirty sock.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
And boy, did that name fit.
God, dude. What was the talent like in there at Texas A&M?
Awful. Horrifying.
Is it college girls or is
no.
it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's people from East Texas swamps. I mean, it was bad.
All right. I mean, you're kind of making me want to go just to see it now.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I just got
to
see it.
It's like, it's more like going to a zoo than a strip club, but it's, man.
You know. Yeah. I remember first time in Austin, we're shooting a film. The Yellow Rose is what everybody recommended. And I heard it's still going on to this day. That was like fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's still there.
Is it really? God damn, dude.
Jim from The Office had an idea called a heavy petting zoo. I'm not sure what exactly goes on there, but.
Well, I think you know in Iraq.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
This next one's called We're Out of Vegetables.
Oh, boy. No. I already know. We've got listeners back. They already know as well. Yeah, we all already know. Go ahead. Fire away, Bob. Even though I knew it was coming, I still like it still got me.
Yeah.
Fuck. God, we're going to hell. I mean, there's just no way around it.
This next one's pretty tame.
Really?
But I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
It's called dog walking.
Dog walking. All right. Was it the dog walking I'm thinking of?
No.
Oh, I've enjoyed this meme lately.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift taking her dog for a walk in her private jet. Yeah. And then at the private jet is got a nice little beagle there, miniature beagle.
Yeah.
Just she takes a private jet over. My favorite one was the meme. It was like Taylor Swift going from one seat to another on her private jet. And it was just a private jet crossing the aisle of the private jet.
That's great.
I like the one where it was Taylor Swift leaving the suite to go down to the field. And it's just a private jet sitting on top of the crowd. That was a good one.
Well, didn't she get popped for an 11-minute flight?
Yeah, it was in Missouri. I forget where she took off from. But
what is she supposed to do? Like rent a car that she doesn't have and drive for fucking 2 hours?
That's stupid. I don't know, man.
Fucking cares.
The one in L.A. that she did, because they were bitching about that, I was like, with traffic, it's a bitch, but let's just not pretend to care about carbon emissions.
This next one's called Cuck.
Cuck.
And it's a new film.
Okay.
From the writer and producer of Slap.
Oh boy, there we go. Look at that. It's Will Smith.
Well, who's that in the background though? Jada Pinkett and Tupac.
And Tupac Shakur, dude. Tupac Shaker back there. You know what's weird is Kevin Hart posted a picture with him today. I wish that'd be awesome. With Will Smith. I don't know if he's able to come back from all this shit.
I don't think it's too much. Yeah, I don't think so.
I can't look at him the same.
Yeah.
He's too cucked up.
Never. Dude. Like I think they're doing I Am Legend 2. I don't know if he's in it or not.
No, it's going to be Michael B. Jordan.
That's good because I couldn't see. Like, come on, man.
I agree. There's the picture right there. So that's
Martin lost some weight.
Well, they just finished shooting Bad Boys 5. Yeah.
Yeah. But Martin was fat as fuck in Bad Boys 4. Bad Boys for Life or whatever it was called.
He just has enjoyed life and has a lot of money and nothing nefarious with him, which I like. It's just him being happy.
This next one's called Stolen Valor.
Stolen Valor.
These last two are fucking two of the darkest ones we've ever put on here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Read aloud, Bob.
Look, Mommy, I'm a soldier with PTSD, and it's a girl with a shotgun under her chin.
Oh, boy. Shit, dude, that is dark.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, man. I mean, for the audio listeners, it's a blonde girl. What you reckon, Bob? How old is this little?
7, 8.
Yeah, 7, 8.
8-year-old blonde girl, smiling. Just holding a fucking shotgun directly underneath her chin there.
She's stealing valor is what she's doing.
She sure is.
That's the real problem here. And this last one's called Lucky Jersey. This is one for you fans of the Bills and also 9/11.
Okay.
I don't know.
I knew we couldn't get through without one 9/11.
I don't know who the sketch team is, but this is a really. I haven't looked into any of their other stuff, but this is really funny.
All right, play it.
Yo, is it cool if I wear this?
I wouldn't. That's my unlucky jersey.
Are you sure? It's not going to affect the game.
I told you the jersey was unlucky.
Oh, no, man.
You should all report to your
dominant. Yes.
Yo, is it yes.
Oh, MC Calcium said that was so dark it almost took 30 iPhones off the display case.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's not a bad joke, actually.
That's a great joke. What's his name?
MC... And then KLCM, MC Calcium.
That dude did get arrested.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
He got arrested. Bob, go to my Instagram real quick here. A listener sent me this.
Well, Royce DuPont put out another one on Entrepreneur if you want to check that one out, too. I love promoting their stuff.
So do I.
They're the funniest sketch team that exists right now.
Right now. Go to my Instagram. A listener, oh, yeah, you can go to theirs first and then mine afterwards. A listener sent me one in that I posted that was pretty funny this morning that I liked.
You need to harness your fears to your advantage. Whenever I'm in a negotiation and I can feel myself losing money, I get an erection the size of Texas, okay? This is called a fear boner. I know the deal is going south when I can feel my hog bursting through the seams of my pants. If I can't stand up in a meeting, then I know I need to steer the conversation back in a more profitable direction. And if I don't get hard, well, then I know something's up. Something's not right. This has been too easy. Is this guy trying to trick me? Pioneers need a compass to point them in the right direction. I need my cock. That's my compass. That's my North Star. And the harder I get, the more money I'll save. Questions? Yeah. You need to hard.
Big fan of those guys.
Oh, yeah, I love that dude. That would be a good hard AF commercial, to be honest.
That would be fucking rad, dude. Man. What's his real name?
Chet Collins, I think is his real name. Which sounds made up, too, but it's definitely not Royce DuPont.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, that first one there, Bob. A listener sent me this in. So this was some form of Latino funeral. And a guy in a casket there, they're crying, his body's in the casket there. He must have been into motorsports because this was his reaction to his buddy dying here. You can go ahead and play it.
Maybe he's trying to jumpstart him.
Why would you want to send off like this for your dead buddy? I don't know. But I love it very much. The fact that that was the one thing that he loved in this world was just revving a shitty dirt bike. Yeah. Like, that's it, dude.
Yeah, I was thinking just now I was going to come up with a joke that would be for your funeral.
Uh-huh.
But we have more important news, and that's that Scott Stapp has followed you on Instagram.
Yes. Very happy to announce. So a round
real.
Of applause, please.
Yeah.
Round of
it's applause, getting real please. Around these parts now.
It is.
Because he's coming to Dallas on 9/11, and we're going to the show.
He's coming. We've got to get Rob O'Neill. Bob, I'm going to text you this pic here because I woke up to it and I was shaking.
Just airdrop it.
I can't find it as the problem.
He doesn't know. Oh, God, dude. It doesn't
work.
It works every single time.
Sure doesn't.
You never text works me, on this and then phone. I have to download it and airdrop it.
What the fuck, man?
No, it never works. I'll try to airdrop it right now. What's God the fucking, is it my damn. iMac?
Ross's
over there?
iMac.
Oh, I've got MacBook Pro on here.
Other one should come
here.
Up.
I'm gonna
there
air,
is Bob.
There
I got you.
You know what, Bob? I'm going to airdrop you another one just right now to show you. It's Ross's
I
iMac.
I airdropped him.
It's Ross's iMac, right?
Ross, we got some breaking news.
Whoa, hang on. But wait, is it more important than Scott Stapp?
Yes.
Lead singer of Creed following
yes.
me?
Speaking of motorsports, yeah. Daytona 500, we already have a crash. Involving Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, shit, is he
you
out?
Lost already?
Is he out?
He might be.
God damn it. I just bet that 20 minutes ago on Drinking Bros Sports. Fuck. All right. Let's get to some happy news.
Yeah.
Show Scott Stapp following me, lead singer of Creed. I woke up to this on Saturday morning right before I was about to coach my kids' basketball game. And
throw
I was
that up on the screen.
Shaking, Bob. Yeah. I was shaking, and I woke up my wife, and I was like, you're not going to believe this.
So there was this, and just to prove the point about how easy it is to airdrop, I sent in a bonus meme.
Oh, you did? Look at that.
Look at that.
Which Read aloud, please.
Day four without shoplifting, I already notice slight changes. I do not know what that skin condition is called.
It's called vitiligo.
Yeah, it's black hands for audio listeners there that are slowly turning white. Day four without shoplifting, and I already notice slight changes. That might be my favorite meme of the day so far, and that came in at the last second. Yeah. I came in at the wire. Jimmy Johnson's out, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Maybe not, but
tape up the fucking thing. He's definitely back in there. Well, look, there's a lot of crashes at Daytona. It's gonna be a long night there. Okay, I'm gonna drink a lot. We're gonna enjoy it. We're gonna have some hard AFs.
Yeah, they started late in the day too, so it's gonna go into
easily nighttime, prime time. Probably, but I think they wanted that because there is no competition, and let's face it, we'll all be watching, so it might work out to their benefit.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, before we get to the news here, that tasting is HEB. In Granbury, Texas, this Friday from 12 to 3, 3804 East Highway 377 up there in Granbury. Love the HEBs. Love you guys, and thanks for having us. And we'll have some crazy merch there. If you want to meet up with Ryan Mills, our sales rep here for Hard AF Seltzer in Texas. All right, first news story here. Did Putin murder his main rival? Sure seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that is kind of his thing.
Alexei Navalny's body reportedly shows signs of bruising that were caused by being held down while he suffered a seizure, raising fears that he was killed on the orders of Vladimir Putin. The wounds are consistent with the Russian opposition leader who died aged 47 on Friday amid claims he was murdered by Vladimir Putin's regime, having suffered a seizure, according to independent outlets Novaya Gazeta Europe. I have no idea what that is, and I don't subscribe to it. The news outlet spoke to a paramedic on the ambulance service there close to IK3 penal colony known as Polar Wolf, which is a fun name, where Navalny was being held. Paramedics found bruises on his body, which is now under police guard in a morgue out there. And his wife, earlier this morning, I saw her press conference. She's claiming that he was poisoned slowly, and that's what caused the seizures.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's certainly something. It's that, plane crashes or falling out of buildings for Putin. Those are his three go-tos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He poisoned that. Was it Ukrainian or no Georgian politician, right? And he fucked his skin up, got all weird looking back in the day. And then, allegedly, right?
There was the spy too,
Jonathan Lipnicki, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The small white kid from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, he didn't like him.
Human head weighs 8 pounds. Dog Van Beef can smell fear. Big fan of Jonathan Lipnicki.
Somebody should have hurt that kid badly.
Some would say just life. Life is gonna
He looks rough, yeah.
No, I think he's fine, actually. I think he's all jacked up.
He looks old. I don't know if
it's, pull up Jonathan Lipnicki.
Pull up the photo. We've done this on the show before. There's a picture of him and Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire.
Oh, that's right.
And then a picture of him and Tom Cruise now.
And he looks older than Tom Cruise. Yeah. Lipnicki's fucking shredded.
He did get jacked for a while. This is an old ass picture, though.
Let's fucking give him the benefit of the doubt.
If you notice the tattoo, this is him getting ready to go to Gaza.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wait, which side?
On the right side. On our right, his left.
Yeah, no. I mean, which side of the fight was he going to be on?
I think the tattoo says it all.
Yeah, Israel. He's definitely going for Israel on that one.
We're on the Lebanon.
Well, you know, Judaism says that you shouldn't get tattoos.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is not great.
Good for those guys.
Yeah, so getting the Star of David's almost like a slap in the face of the religion.
Sure is. Now, as far as homeboy's concerns here, so his wife says he was poisoned, caused a seizure. They still have not released the body to the family. She says she'll continue the fight against Putin.
Yeah, which is a smart thing to say.
Fucking coward.
That's a smart thing to say.
She'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Like, Evgeny Prigozhin couldn't go head-to-head with Putin. You think you're some fucking dude's housewife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're going to keep the fight going. I mean, I guess she's got to say something. I'm sure she's pissed. She probably wants to die at this point.
Now, the most interesting part of this to me is this happened right after Tucker Carlson was over there. saying that you know, Russia's great and Putin's great and everything else is going well.
Well, I don't know if that's what he said.
Did you see the grocery store?
Yeah, we talked about it on Thursday.
He also said that Moscow was nicer than any American city.
Yeah, which I don't
know. What
do
you mean by nicer?
Is that true?
I mean, Singapore...
Cleanliness.
Singapore is safer and nicer than any American city, for sure. But it's still an authoritarian shithole. Like, you don't judge something just based on if the fucking walls are clean or not.
I mean, Japan's really clean.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There's some crossover there. South Korea's really clean, too.
And maybe that's what it takes, is a dictator in there, so you're scared to fuck up your own city. Which, you know, if you could make New York nice with a dictator in office,
maybe
it's worth it.
I think this is really silly, this whole like back and forth. If anybody that's on the side of Putin's a good guy, or we should support anything he does, like, no.
Yeah.
No, he's a cunt. Yeah. He's a piece of human garbage,
he's
for sure.
He's a killer. He's a killer who killed again.
Yeah.
Like, there's no...
But all I'm saying is, so are every one of our politicians.
Yes.
I'm not saying one is good and one is bad. I'm saying they're all cunts. That's why it says all politicians are cunts.
Mm-hmm.
So, the end. I'm tired of fucking hearing about this. Yeah, Putin fucking has people killed all the time.
All the time.
He's a fucking Russian authoritarian.
Speaking of which, another one just went down right now. So a Russian chopper pilot who defected to Ukraine was just found dead in Spain about an hour ago.
Was he the ghost of Kiev?
Kiev.
No.
Yeah, dude. He was Kieving all over faces and chests. No. The Russian pilot who defected to Ukraine last year by flying a military Mi-8 helicopter across the shared border has been found dead in Spain. Months after the government he abandoned swore it would seek revenge. And that's what they do, guys. You know, I'll give him credit for this. He's great at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Putin's he's really great at this. And do you mind if it's out in the public like this? What I don't like is being lied to. So like with our own government killing Epstein and all that other shit, if they just kind of came out and said it, yeah, we killed him. You know, I would have more respect for that than this. Like, so when I see this shit, I'm like, yeah. He went back and got him. I like it. It's like the end of Heat, where De Niro just couldn't let that one guy go. Where he was like, you know what? I'll be right back, hon. I got one more guy to take care of before we leave this country here.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I guess you open yourself up for more criticism in some ways.
Me?
No. When you're more direct, I guess, about the fucked up shit you do. You know what I mean? But... There's like nobody's coming to hold Putin accountable inside of Russia, right?
Right.
And there's no court system or FBI or something or whatever the fuck that's going to impeach him or put him in prison. That ain't happening ever.
No.
So
no, he's not out of there until he dies, right?
Unless he decides to retire. But even if he did that, he would be managing a puppet. He would put Medvedev back in and manage him like he did before.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the only way. But I don't think he'll do even that now. I think he'll die in office.
But as far as current world leaders go, he's one of the goats at killing.
I suppose. I mean, he's doing a lot with a little. He's managing a very big piece of territory with not a lot of resources compared to like what we have or even some of his neighbors, right? And also a pretty not so disparate as the U.S., I guess, because they don't have fucked up immigration policies like we do. But he is managing Russia and Belarus and Chechnya all at the same time. Those are three pretty different places.
But I also love and respect the way he's doing it. Like blasting a private jet out of the sky. If you think about it, a private jet is probably one of the greatest experiences of your life. You know, you get to pull up right on the tarmac. You get in. Hot stewardess gives you a G&T, some food. And you kick back and you're just relaxing on your private jet in the sky. And then, whoops. You just get blown out of the air.
Mm.
You know? Like, that's a baller move to me when you do shit like that. This guy. You know what? I didn't forget about that piece of shit helicopter pilot. I'm going to find you a year later in Spain and end your fucking life. Then the other one. Poison. Poison's a fun one that no one uses anymore. When's the last time somebody's been fucking poisoned?
Well, mostly by Putin.
Right.
Or women.
Or women.
But Russia's used poison for assassination for a long time.
Yeah.
And
it's nice to stay consistent with it and have these fun, flirty ways to die. And good on him, dude. He's got to be one of the goats out there as far as killing people.
Yeah, I just don't get the media outrage. Like, we all know who this guy is. He did that whole, no matter what the context of that interview was with Tucker Carlson a couple weeks ago, that one part where he's explaining the Russian who's in German prison, there was a German crazy person that was running over the heads of Russians, and this dude just fucking executed him. What would you have done? Like, most people would have called the cops, Vlad.
Yeah.
And not just fucking murdered the dude in the street. Now, fair enough, maybe I would have.
Sure.
But I would have fucking laid the scene out well. Defended myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, be smart about it.
Yeah.
But he, the brashness that he was just like, he was killing Russians. So my guy fucked him up.
Yeah.
Why is this guy in prison? You know what I mean? That's the way he thinks. And it isn't like, you can say, I guess, you can make the case that, well, that means he's a worse person than I am because I wouldn't have done that or I wouldn't have supported that. But that's a value judgment you're making on a culture that's completely different than your own, frankly.
And that's just the way shit goes over there. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So I think the media is making a big deal out of it. Because
they want that fucking war money, bud.
Sure do. And they want that boogeyman reputation to continue when we know how bad he, like, nothing has changed. It's not like he magically turned bad overnight. Yeah. It's been going on for fucking 20 years.
There's more breaking news, too. The Houthis just sank a fucking British ship in the Red Sea, right? At their peak, we're told there were 100,000 of those guys, and they've been degraded by somewhere between 20 and 40,000 by U.S. bombs and shit, and U.S., British, and Saudi Arabian bombs. It's like Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. Why are all these Iranian cutouts so successful despite having nothing? No money, no territory to speak of. I don't believe any of this shit. I think we're allowing this stuff to happen because we want to fuck Iran up.
So Yemen's Houthis also say they attacked two U.S. ships in the Gulf of Aden.
Yep.
Check with your buddies on that one here.
Oh, it definitely happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Attacked two U.S. ships, Sea Champion and Navis Fortuna, in the Gulf of Aden. The targeting operation was carried out with a number of appropriate naval missiles, and the casualties were accurate and direct, thanks to God, said the group's military spokesman, Yahya Saria, in a statement over there. How long until we're in a fucking war with Iran?
Well, we've been in one since 2007.
But are we really going to get in this time actually do something?
We're in a cold war with Iran, and we have been for a long time.
Why not just drop something on one of their factories right now?
Factories? I think we should.
Or one of those refineries. No,
I think we should nuke that whole country.
So do I. Yes.
So, you know, drop leaflets like we do. Hey, if you're not fucking one of these dickholes, start walking south.
Yep.
Or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing we did in Ramadi, Fallujah, shit like that. It's like this version, if we're going to have an international community that does commerce together, this shit can't be how it works, right? It can't be that there's these large groups of religious fundamentalists with a bunch of fucking oil money spending it internationally to fucking attack supply lines and civilians and shit. Sorry.
Yeah. Yemen just crucified 9 gays.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
did they really?
Yeah, crucified. But didn't Queers for Palestine didn't put out a statement about that. You think they're going to say something?
No. Do you think they'll be marching in the street on that one?
Again, crucified. That's insane.
Oh, you're talking about old school crucifixion. Yes. Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Well, there's
really
no new version of crucifixion, is there?
Eh. I mean, did they leave him out for how many days and all that shit? Like, what's the full description?
Yeah, you let
him
suffocate.
Yeah.
But they also stoned him, too, while they were crucified.
So. Oh, gotcha. See, I knew there was something else that had to be there on top of it.
Well, it's just a mashup.
Is that just based on religion and they hate gays because of religion there?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So with that, and I'll go back to what you said on the show numerous times in the past, that particular religion is just not meant for the modern world, and I don't know if we need any of these.
Well, neither was dark or middle age Christianity, right? But it evolved.
So what do you do then? Do you give a fuck what's going on in Gaza?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
And it's the reason I don't, like, the loss of human life is always tragic, I suppose, to some degree, but the reason I don't care is because no one who's supposed to be on their side cares either, right? So I'm not going to be the one left caring about the group that's attacking me all the time when the people who are funding them don't give a fuck if they live or die either. Mm-hmm. That's a termite. They got to go. I'm not talking about kids in Gaza. That's not what I mean. But I mean, anybody that supports to any degree, like people are talking about, oh, a refugee camp got bombed. Oh, you mean the one they just pulled fucking bunch of hostages out of?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck out of here, man. Exactly. Like, I don't care about Israel either. I'm not going to support any country except for my own. I don't give a fuck about any of these places. But I understand their situation.
Yeah, I guess the thing that gets me is, obviously for Ross Patterson Revolution, which is an entertainment show, I watch all these award shows that are going on now because we're in the height of the Oscar season and all this other stuff. And I see these fucking actors begging for a ceasefire on camera. There was the People's Choice Awards last night. And I see these fucking actors, we need a ceasefire over there and everything else. Why? They had a terrorist attack on another fucking country. Whatever that country decides to do, give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's up to them and that's their own shit. They'll stop when they feel that it's appropriate. If not, because you start in fucking Barbie, you think they're going to listen to you and be like, well, shit, let's put down our weapons. That was such a great film. If it was Top Gun 2, maybe, but not Barbie. Not Barbie. Sorry.
Yeah, I think what we should do, and there's more on this later in the show. Actually, we can skip.
No, I'll do this one next. This is a fun one.
Well, yeah, but we'll
tried to buy these.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
We'll come because there's two stories in a row that deal with this as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Al Qaeda's back.
Have they ever left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they leave?
They a lot. Most of their fighters went to ISIS for a while. Then we fucked ISIS up, and they kind of were in limbo to some degree.
Just IP branding, though?
That's what it feels like. At the end of the day,
it's not. No, they're two very different things. Al Qaeda and ISIS are two very different things.
Yeah, Al Qaeda.
This is someone rebooting Al Qaeda, but it's not. You know, they're just like, oh, it's called Al Qaeda.
I don't think so. I think Al Qaeda looks at ISIS like they're fucking insane.
Yes, that's correct. So the Al Qaeda terrorist organization is having a resurgence in Afghanistan under the ruling Taliban. So surprise. Setting up 8 new training camps alongside 5 madrasas. Madrasas are primary education facilities, so K-12 that teach death to America.
Mm-hmm.
Islamic educational institutions around the country, a report from the UN Security Council in late January has revealed. The report said the training camps are located in various provinces, including Ghazni, Laghman, Parwan and Uruzgan. I don't know. That's a stupid name.
Don't
fucking
care.
Enough with all the fucking stand gone bullshit.
Exactly, dude.
Anyways, it also listed sites used by Al Qaeda to move its operatives in and out of neighboring Iran and said that a new base to stockpile weaponry has been established in Panjshir, in the Panjshir Valley, which is north of the capital, Kabul. The group mountain safe houses to facilitate the movement between Afghanistan and Islamic Republic of Iran and the provinces of Herat, Farah, and Helmand, with additional safe house locations in Kabul. This accommodation of Al Qaeda within Afghanistan has validated longstanding fears voiced by many observers regarding the country once again becoming a safe haven for terrorist organizations under Taliban rule.
Let me ask you this: you've been over there.
Well, I haven't been to Afghanistan.
But you haven't, okay. No,
but the Middle East is a shithole. All of it is.
Like, all of it is, across the board.
I mean, there's a couple of decent places. Kuwait, as long as you're, you know, not an Indo-Chinese slave, is pretty dope.
And so the Taliban retook Afghanistan, bless you, obviously when we got out of there, and then it was pretty goddamn quick. What is the difference between all of these groups? And how do we stop any of it? Or do you ever stop
The Taliban is like a governing body, right?
So,
and Al-Qaeda is just a terrorist organization. They're the military. I mean, you could, I suppose, say, because they sprang out of the Taliban back in the day as well. Think of the Taliban as like the government and Al-Qaeda is their army or their militia. It's the militant wing of it, right?
And do they run it?
Al Qaeda doesn't run shit. They just fucking do terrorism.
No,
The Taliban
runs it, and they give them orders.
No, I wouldn't say they give them orders. No,
okay.
I just think they fucking use them. They facilitate, you know, stuff like that. yeah. So this is pretty much what we expected. I don't know if I expected it to happen this quickly. It's been what, a year and a half.
Close. Nah, I think two years. Yeah,
two and a half.
Yeah,
years,
we crossed two and a half.
2.5 years.
2 years.
there's been a notable escalation in terrorist attacks, from roadside and suicide bombs to rocket and mortar fire, direct fire, kidnappings, and violent crimes, according to this asshole from the from Special Eurasia, which is they do like security consulting and shit. To your question from the previous story, what do? We don't let anybody into the United States from any Muslim country.
I agree.
Period.
Shut it down.
Period. Not for 10 years, ever, until they fucking fix their shit.
Yeah.
Right? There's no, why would we?
I don't know.
Why would we? And then the next story kind of goes to that as well. And I kind of.
Well, forgive me for asking this, because I remember Trump shut it down, and he was called a xenophobe
for seven
and all
countries,
that other bullshit.
Yeah. Like Syria, Yemen, and so on.
Is it back open to everyone? Are they still, so all these guys are allowed to come and
well, how
and
do you, how else do you think 300 terrorists have been let into the country in the last 3 years?
Well, I thought it was through the Mexican border.
That's and, right, but and they were detained. This 300 that we know about were detained and then released into the country.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bro is going to get you $30 off your first order. Look, guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone, but it's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone, more specifically, its end results, growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases every year after puberty, which may explain your poor gym performance or even your excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you the HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments over there. And look, it's great for sleep. These are vials that get shipped to your house on the reg. So it just comes once a month. I get them once a month to mine. I know you get them once a month for yours.
It's
I think we're on month five or six now.
Yeah, it's the only, it is the only sleep supplement of any sort I've ever taken that functions the way it's supposed to.
Yes. You put it underneath your tongue, you'll feel a little sting so you know it's working, and then you can go night-night. Most people are feeling results in days instead of months like those other places. And again, there's no doctor visits. You don't have to call in anybody or any of that shit. No needles. And it is a fraction of the cost of most of those synthetic treatments. BioPro Plus is getting real guys, real results really fast. So head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or just click the link in the audio description here and use promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order. That is bioproteintech.com, and click that link in the audio description there. Promo code Drinking Bros, $30 off your first order over there. Next up, D'Anthony, who do we got?
And next up, we got Nocturne Industries. We had them on the show, these dudes from the Shire. Remember those guys?
Yeah, dude.
The night vision company. So they're Nocturne Industries focuses on bringing market innovative, lightweight, and end user optimized, reliable night vision devices and accessories. We've talked about them before. They've got some of the better night vision that I've used. They've got some of the most lightweight chassis that I've ever used as well, which is really important when you got something hanging out the front of your fucking head. They're developed from the ground up with the end user in mind. They work with a lot of military vets and active duty people to make sure this stuff is tuned up. They work with a lot of police who are using them as well. All the products are manufactured in America. They're designed, built, and tested in New Hampshire. They also have a new product coming out. I don't know if it's out yet. You can check their website, but it's their Gen 3 of the UANVB, the Katana setup that they have. And I actually got to use it in at SHOT Show in January.
Oh, no shit.
And it is like, I don't know the exact number, but it's like with the tubes in it, it's less than half a pound.
God damn.
It's the lightest night vision I've ever held in my life. And I'm talking about like binocular white phosphorus tubes, less than half a pound, right? Which is like, again, when you're carrying that shit on your head, makes all the weight makes all the difference in the world. So use the code Drinking Bros for 15% off all housings and other peripherals. The tubes cost what they cost. No, like tubes only come from three places, and nobody gets discounts on those. Fatanas and L3 and shit like that. Personally, I use Fatanas, but whatever. You can use the code Drinking Bros with no G, again, our normal code, for 15% off housings and all other peripherals, including this new injection molded one I told you about that's less than half a pound. That the website is nocturneindustries.com. Nocturne, like nocturnal.
Yep.
NOCTURN industries.com.
Big fan of those guys. Best in the business is as well as Lucinda here and her company up next. Mm. Gigantic fan. Can't fucking overstate this enough, dude. I love moinkbox.com/drinkingbros. It is moink, M-O-I-N-K, box.com/drinkingbros. One of our biggest shows we ever did, man.
Lucinda.
Yes, dude. It's not necessarily the most famous people here. It's just a good story and a good message. And she had both in a great company. This is the best meat I've had shipped to my house. We're all on subscriptions for Moink Box here.
I actually have one sitting on my front porch.
So do I, dude. I put it in right before I came here because you were doing Citizen.
Yep.
And it arrived today for me as well. 60% of U.S. pork production comes from one company, which is owned by the Chinese. And their hogs are given something called ractopamine, which is banned in 160 countries, including China. Yet you find it in your grocery aisle every day. There's a better way. It's Moink. Moink Box. It's Moo plus Oink over there because they got beef and they got pork. They also got fish as well. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door.
I've got some of that in my freezer right now, actually.
No, man.
And it's just waiting for me to cook it. It's been sitting in my freezer for about 2 weeks now.
Wife is making the steaks for me, and I got everything there. If you want fillets, if you want New York strip, their bacon is lights out. Holy shit, dude. Their bacon is unbelievable. They got ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, salmon fillets, and so much more. Plus, you can pair it all up together. So when you go there for the first time, you can set the box for what you want to do. You can do it monthly, too, if you want to switch it up.
Yeah.
I traditionally get more steaks out of mine, but that's the beauty of it. So it's not like a wine club where they're like, oh, you can only switch out one or whatever. No, you can switch
you'll get an email like what, 4 or 5 days before ship date.
Yep.
It says you have until whenever to say what you want. I mean, I load up on chicken wings because we, especially during football season, and we'll see about the rest of the year, but we always load up on chicken wings during the summer because I fucking, or during football season because I smoke them. But yeah, you can.
We get them every
order you choose.
We put a couple in our box every month. Their chicken wings.
I get roasts. You know, roast, steaks, chicken wings. They got all that shit.
It's the best. And I remember when she was on Shark Tank, I think it was Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, said that they had the best bacon he's ever tasted. That's true, by the way. The best I've ever had.
If you've never had pork straight off a farm before, the flavor between that and a grocery store is lights up. Joel can tell you sometime. Like, even the way the fat tastes, which is, you know, bacon's mostly fat, the way the fat tastes is completely different.
Mm-hmm. Gigantic fans, so keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/drinkingbros right now. And listeners of this show right here today get a free bacon, a year of it, a free bacon for an entire year, which is fucking insanity to me. I know they did it with beef last year on the show.
What that means bacon is that this year, every order you get,
free
you
bacon.
Choose all your stuff, you get free pound. Like I think it's 2 pounds of bacon. Maybe it's a pound. I don't know. I think it's 2 pounds, actually.
And I want to reiterate this. It's 1 year. So you're going to get 1 year of bacon for free. It's just for a limited time right now. So go there immediately. It's spelled M-O-I-N-K, box.com/drinkingbros. That's moinkbox.com/drinkingbros. Best in the biz. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, in Ohio right now. We got that tasting, which I mentioned at HEB here next week in Granbury, Texas. That is going to be on Friday from 12 to 3. Join Ryan Mills out there on 3804 East Highway 377. We're in about 40 HEBs right now across the state of Texas. Every single Total Wines is stocked up here in Texas. And if you're anywhere in the South, Florida, it's Total Wines everywhere. Wilmington, North Carolina, Total Wines. Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama, we're in. Ton of stores in Georgia. Tennessee, we're in the Total Wines there. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. University Liquors out there in Tennessee. We're also in a ton of bars and restaurants as well. So like Wilmington, North Carolina, we're in all the brunches out there. We're in Whiskey Creek. I love Whiskey Creek Trail over there. That's Nick's brother who owns that, by the way. I fucking love those buffalo chicken tendies, dog. They've also got all the games on every single weekend over there. It's a great sports bar, great family bar. Big fan of them. Columbus, Ohio. We're in the Pint House in the Short North. Urban Meyer's Pint House out in Dublin, Ohio. 14-0 Liquors down there on campus. And a ton of awesome places. Forno. Shit, Forno's the best pizza in Columbus, Ohio. So go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, type in your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the nearest location by you, and you get a 12-pack pretty cheap, or go in and drink it at your bars or restaurants there. Smoky Mountain Axe House out in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll give him a shout-out as well, Drinker Bros listener that owns that. Also, if you're not in one of those states or surrounding state, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. It's a little more expensive. We prefer you go into the stores and buy it, but we understand if you're not near one of those states. But we're still shipping in 35 states there at hardafseltzer.com. Go there and support us and support the show. Did our officials know who they were?
They're
they
on the terrorist watch list, yes.
And they just said, hey, we're all good or we're booked?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So on to the next one. this is happening all over the West. It's not just in the U.S. Germany, there are parts of London that cops will not go to anymore because they're under Sharia law. People say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It is fucking real.
It's real.
I know people who live near there who've seen this shit. And Northern Europe is getting even worse, to be honest. I think Northern Europe might be worse than London or Germany. I guess Germany technically is up in Northern Europe, but above that, like even Scandinavian countries are having some issues with this stuff. And they're mostly known for white nationalism, to be honest, which is kind of weird, right? I guess they wanted to diversify their bonds.
Yeah, they sure did.
But an imam at the Belgian parliament last week, so their Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Began reciting a verse from the Quran that explicitly calls on Muslims to kill and take Jews captives. The Quran excerpt is verse 33:26, chapter 33, verse 26, from the Al-Azab Surah. It translates to, quote, and he brought down these from the people of the book who supported the enemy and alliance from their own strongholds and cast horror into their hearts. You, quote, believers, killed some and took others captive. People of the book, Jews, right?
Yeah.
Within the Quran, Jews are referred to as people of the book. The event on Tuesday was not organized by the parliament, but rather the initiative of Hassan Koyansu, a member of the parliament with the Socialist Party and vice president of the Francophone Parliament in Brussels, along with the Friends of Brussels Association. So this would be like if, for example, Ilhan Omar brought some fucking imam into Congress and he started saying, let's kill the Jews. Or if Justin Trudeau brought somebody into the Canadian parliament who was a literal Nazi. Oops, he did that. Oh, shit. Did we forget about that? Did we all memory hole how Justin Trudeau brought a literal Nazi, a Ukrainian dude who was a fucking Nazi?
Yeah.
This guy fought the Russians in World War II. Like, wait a minute. Who fought the Russians in World War II? Oh, shit. It was the goddamn Nazis. Just, you fucking dummy. This MP, Daria Safieh, maybe, recalled her own detention in Tehran. She's a member of parliament there. With some chance as here in the Brussels parliament, we woke up every morning in the prison of the Ayatollahs. We're required to pray in our cells with the same words. And at the same time, several Iranians were hanged to set an example to others. I managed to escape that prison alive, unlike many others, and it shocks me even more to hear the same thing here in Belgium 24 years later in the heart of Western democracy. Now, you can make the case that in the past, Christianity's done fucked up shit too, and there's plenty of evidence of that.
Sure.
You can also find wingnut Christians like that that dickhole that shot up Norway, right?
Yep.
He was a white nationalist Christian dude. There are one-offs here and there. The fucking imam of a major church and an MP in their parliament organizing for him to come tell the goddamn Congress or parliament to kill Jews is not the same thing. It's not the same thing as one fucking retard saying shit on Facebook. This is organizational structure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at the difference between, I don't give a fuck about any of these religions. but one is clearly moved into modernity and the other one clearly fucking refuses to. And I don't want to hear this shit about, well, it's not all Muslims fought for that. Yeah, it is. It is, man. Like, if there were fucking, I guarantee goddamn to you, if there were fucking roving gangs of white Christians out there executing people for not being Christian, Christianity would be getting fucked with every single day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every single fucking day. This is this stupid ass ideology, this fucking, like, Bronze Age thinking nonsense is incompatible with the West. Get the fuck out until you can grow the fuck up and start acting like a human being.
Yeah, I agree. And we've been talking a lot about Civil War. We talked about Mike Glover yesterday as well here. It's not necessarily right or left. It's a set of beliefs. And if you believe that these fuckers have the right to come into our country with the beliefs that they have, that is not compatible with America and the way that we think and what the Constitution was built on and all that other shit, I don't understand how you don't have the same belief in, of, I don't want these fucking people in our country with these ideals. Because it's dangerous. That's what I don't get about this shit in particular. And I'll go back to the Trump thing with the xenophobe. When he did this, no, it's just wanting to keep your country safe for the long run in case something fucked up happens. I feel the same way about banning these Muslim countries as I feel the same way about shutting down the goddamn border down there, where it's like it is a safety precaution.
Yeah, and I don't even have I don't have an issue with South and Central Americans or Mexicans. Like, on the whole, I don't think they're culturally violent in the same way that Islam in the Middle East is, frankly.
I agree. And their ideals match up more with Americans.
But still, I don't want them fucking trucking over the border unimpeded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it's just the violence part. It's all of this. We
can't afford it either.
We can't afford it. But yeah, we have culture to protect. It's fine to do that. I don't know why people think that that's somehow fucking xenophobic. That we want to fucking stay. Our culture isn't a race or ethnicity, but they always map it back onto that. When I say I want somebody to have American values when they come to America and to fucking become American when they get here, it doesn't mean I want them to bleach their fucking skin. I don't give a shit about that, right? I want them to respect the goddamn Constitution, prioritize liberty, care more about other people than themselves, and not fucking murder people because they believe differently.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty low bar, frankly. And if you can't meet it, go fucking back in the ocean, bitch.
Yeah, I get it. And like back to what Delco said earlier about those, what was it, 9 gays that were executed over there in Yemen?
Yeah.
Going back to that, sit down with the LGBTQ community there and say, hey, this system of beliefs thinks that you guys should all die. They're executing people over there. So how do you want people from Yemen taking a fucking flight into America?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, show them the footage. Just sit down with the 9 gays that were executed, sit them down with the LG, like whoever the head of that fucking organization is, and say, hey guys, do you really want people from this country flying to our country and just walking along with you guys and just trusting that everything's going to be all right?
Yeah, I mean, if a house was on fire and you were rescuing people out of it and one guy just wanted to stay, he's like, I don't want to be in that house anymore, but I do want to stay on fire.
Yeah.
You'd be like, get back in the house, asshole.
Yeah.
Just go back to your fucking little house.
And that's what I don't really get. So it's just the Civil War thing, by the way, is just about beliefs and what you believe in. And there's no way you can think this is good for our country as a whole. It's just, I'm with you, man. This shit just isn't compatible with today's fucking modern society. I'm sorry. It's not.
And by the way, neither was like Eric Rudolph's version of Christianity, where abortion's so wrong that I have to blow up, I have to plant bombs in abortion clinics.
Yeah.
That's not particularly compatible with the West either.
No.
Like, we deliberately set up this country so as not to legislate morality via religion.
And launch that guy into the fucking sun. Yeah. Like, let's be done with it.
Yep.
I feel the same way about him as I do about these fucking people in Yemen. Or
these gaylord Nazis, which I think may be paid actors, but these Nazis marching around in fucking Nashville, even if they're paid actors, still fucking destroy these people.
Yeah,
kick them the fuck out of this country.
Pop up that video on Twitter here. This happens immediately. Feds were trending and all that other shit. I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I did catch this over the weekend here. This doesn't seem real to me. And are they all wearing masks and hoods and shit like
that? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Show me your fucking faces! Where's your face?
You don't belong here.
Where's your face? Show me your face. I don't even know who you are. This is my face.
There are people pooping the street.
Let's fucking go.
There are people pooping the street.
You don't know my
people.
There are people
pooping the street.
Your people poop in the street?
Yeah.
You don't know my people.
Oh, I do. Okay. Y'all shit in the street, bro.
Do you think they're actually socialists? Do they understand socialism or fascism?
Do they understand? No.
No.
So, like, but if you grabbed one of these dudes out of the crowd randomly and said, explain to me your policy position exactly. Like, mm-hmm. What are you guys exactly trying to accomplish? I don't think you would get a very good answer, to be honest.
But looking at these guys here off the footage we're watching now, because I wanted to get your thoughts on this. These don't look like everybody's in shape. Whenever like a huge group of Americans is in shape like this, I'm like, all right, who the fuck are these people really? Are they paid? Is this our own government doing this? Yeah. What's your best guess here?
I mean, there's not one morbidly obese person. There's not one 3XX t-shirt size. Nope. So, you know, conservative speaking, because these people would say these are conservatives. And the media, they'd be like, oh, ultra-nationalist right-wing group, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's be candid here for a moment, you know, and say that might overlap with some of the people that watch this show. That description, mm-hmm. people that are super conservative or whatever the fuck, super America, whatever you want to call it, right?
A lot of our audience.
I would say about 60% or XL or above.
100%.
Say 40% or double.
We sell merch, right? And yeah. We have the running joke that you guys always hit us up with is like, hey, do you have any shirts for fatties?
Yeah.
And we do. Like a lot of our stuff is 3XX and 4X. These guys, though, are all in shape. I don't see one overweight dude in the bunch here. The other part of this, going back to what you said earlier, even if these are paid actors, right? I feel the exact same way. Gather these guys up and then cement their feet and drop them into the fucking ocean.
Launch them
I don't
in the
give
ocean.
A shit if you're a paid actor. No. Like, sorry. You want to be a fucking Klan member, dude? Audition for American History X or whatever the next slave movie is that's coming out of Hollywood. You don't need to walk through the streets of Nashville. And also, who's that close to Nashville?
I think fucking, that's just so hypocritical, dude. They are not making parts for white men anymore.
They're not. And maybe that's what they're arguing against.
These guys got to take work, man.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, the only real acting's on the streets now.
Yeah.
It
like,
is.
Like the truth campaigns, yeah.
Yeah, the truth campaigns. Yeah. But why Nashville, too? Like, when I see the city location, I'm like, dude, you and I have been in Nashville 80 fucking times, our breweries there and all that shit.
It's a big city, but also in the South and not predominantly black. That's why.
Okay.
That's why.
They're not doing that in Memphis.
No.
They're not doing it in Memphis. They're not doing it in Atlanta.
No. You're definitely not doing it there.
Florida's not the real South, as they say. It's a Southern city with predominantly white people. That's why.
Okay.
Just answer your own question there, bud.
No, because I look at this shit and it drives me insane where I'm like, dude, I've never met a white nationalist in my life or anybody. I don't know if you have, but
no,
I haven't.
No, I'm sure not.
There was actually, when I was in college, there would be like a Nazi march downtown every other year. It was like some mid-Missouri group that would come to Columbia and do their little march on like a Saturday, like in the, actually around this time, I think in the spring.
What's your reckon? Well, during Black History Month?
It was like March, February, April.
Speaking of that. Yeah. Not to ruin the surprise or anything, but
sure.
Jared and Black Kevin are coming on the show Wednesday.
For Black History Month?
2 p.m. for Not So Black History Month.
Okay, great.
We're going to poke a little fun.
Yeah, why not? That'll be fun. But yeah, with these fucking guys, paid or not paid, I don't give a fuck who they are. Get them out of here. Just get the fuck out of here. None of this isn't compatible either with today's world. Launch these guys into the fucking ocean, dude.
I mean, they don't even know what they're doing. These are just kids.
So what? I like,
and maybe there's some adults in that group, but they're just dumb-dumbs, man. They don't understand what national socialism is.
But if you're above 18 years old and you're fucking doing this shit, so what? You're a fucking moron who doesn't deserve to procreate, live, make any informed decisions, votes, any of that bullshit. Just get the fuck out, dude. Next up, I got a fun one here. Trump shoes. Donald John Trump was taking over Sneaker Con there in Philly. As he closes in on the Republican presidential nomination, former President Donald John Trump made a highly unusual stop Saturday, hawking the new Trump-branded sneakers at SneakerCon, a gathering that bills itself as the greatest sneaker show on earth. This has kind of become Comic-Con here for sneakerheads. I actually love these goddamn things and try to buy a pair. Full disclosure. I think they're hilarious, and I want a pair. We've got a pair up here on set from the last go-round, but that was sent by the campaign. These guys, they're actually making these here. Sold out within minutes.
They're unaffiliated with the campaign, I think, right?
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't think it's him doing it.
He brought him out.
He was that.
He brought him out.
I know, but I don't
place
think
him
it,
bug
I don't think it's his team making them. I think it's somebody else.
I don't think so. Bob, go to the Trump website because there is other versions of these on there or other sneakers as a part of this line.
The website says it has no connection to Trump's campaign. Oh, no, that's the booze. Trump branded shoes and a victory. Oh, no, that's the same one. So they sell these shoes, which sold for $399 originally, but now they're going for $9,000
on the resale market. Yeah.
And they also make Victory 47 cologne that's $99 a bottle. And the website says it has no connection to Trump's campaign, though Trump campaign officials promoted the appearance in its online posts. So he may be getting investigated for more campaign stuff soon.
Yeah.
Find the cologne. Can you find the cologne? It should be on the same website.
These look hard to hoop in. I'll be real.
Which ones? The gold ones?
Nobody
gold
buys ones. Fucking shoes to hoop
at. That's
anymore.
The thing. So, like, with these sneaker cons and all this shit, and we'll give another shout out to Brennan Schaub. He's a big sneaker guy.
It's a high fashion thing.
It is. And it, like, you wear them with fucking jeans and all kinds of shit. Like, same with these municipals, which, by the way, I really fucking like. Shout out Craggers on that one, Dulesky. But same with these municipals. They're heavy as shit. I can't run in these at all, but they look fucking cool. And everywhere I go, people are like, oh, shit. So I understand that side of it for sure. It's no different than women buying, you know,
so it's a free cop birds. For you? It's a cop for you, not a drop?
What does that mean? These? Cop. I want these. Yes, yeah, I try so to buy them. I try to buy them.
Do we have the video?
Full disclosure, I try to buy them.
Do we have a video of this?
What? Of the crowd?
Of Trump talking? Because apparently he got booed and cheered.
Well, no. So what happened was the controversy over the weekend, which is hilarious, is... they thought that they were booing him. The crowd is the same thing as Let's Go Brandon. They were screaming "Fuck Joe Biden."
Yeah, and it's like when a guy's name Deuce, they go Deuce.
Yeah. Totally. So play it. It's pretty fucking funny here.
Wow, a lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this room. Thank you. So nice. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan, but we have... Wow.
So people in the audience on the other side of this were screaming back and forth at one another. The whole thing was completely as out of control as you hoped it would be here. I don't mind these, by the way. Look at the low tops down there.
Oh, wow, there's the cologne.
Yeah, there's the cologne. I mean, but look at the low tops aren't terrible.
That looks dumb as shit.
These are awful,
like it, dude.
These
I
are
like
terrible.
It. I don't think they're bad. I like the Yeezys.
These are gross.
We wore those there. Have you seen the shit that's out there? Like, I think you really underestimate.
No, no.
Fuck no. Look at what's cool. But pull up a pair of Hokas. Those Hokas right now are the biggest things on planet Earth. I get this question all the fucking time of like, where did this come from? Why is Hoka a thing and everything else? I don't know.
People still just rock Jordan 1s.
Those I like. Look, I like the Jordan. But look at these fucking Hokas, dude, that everybody's got. And how much are these goddamn things? Like $300?
I've never seen these in my life.
Hokas?
I've seen a lot of Hokas. Everywhere. I've seen a lot of very normal looking Hokas. I've not seen this stupid looking shit.
There's a ton of them.
All I ever see is On Cloud.
What's On Cloud?
On is a Swiss running shoe company.
Oh, pull it up. I'll probably know it when I see it. But
Cloud is one of their sole designs.
Well, yeah, pop it up here on screen. Oh, yeah. Are those them? I've seen these for sure. How much are those fucking things going for?
They're like
Bob?
$150. $150.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
This is the one I see in, you know, the burbs everywhere.
That
or Ultra Boost?
Yeah, I see the Ultra Boost. I see the fucking Hokas everywhere, especially among women.
I have Ons. They're good. They're good shoes.
Yeah.
I have,
they look nice.
Yeah. They're comfortable.
Yeah. I also like the Noble shoes a lot, but those are expensive
as
well.
I got some of those too. Yeah. Those are about $160, give or take, $180.
But this is what I missed. I missed the fucking hokey, weird shit of selling all this weird shit and everything else. That's what America is. It's chain restaurants. It's shit like this. Like, I tried to buy the goddamn shoes, dude. I wanted them. Gone. Size 12s are always gone, too.
How long until he has a McDonald's meal?
Who?
Oh, they're not going to do a deal with him.
No.
You don't think so?
They won't. But even that, remember when the first, I think it was Clemson won the national championship and they had the McDonald's and all that shit 17. In the White House? Yeah. I love all that American fucking bullshit. Like, I laugh my ass off at this. And I tried to buy the goddamn shoes. $9,500 they're going for on eBay right now. And they're not even out until July, I guess. So have fun with that. But the fact that he was even there is shocking in its own right. Next up, too poor to cream pie. Yep. You're going to let that one sit for the these listeners back then.
These last two still, well, marinate is the way I would say that. Marinate in that cream pie. These last two stories are both about California.
A couple from California earning a combined $200,000 salary a year claim they cannot afford to have children. Becky Quinn, 35, and Xavier, oh boy, anybody with a hyphen, you know, that's fucked. Coelho Castolny, 36, made the decision to join the increasing number of Americans going child-free by choice. This decision comes as the given cost of raising a child to the age of 17 reaches $310,000. A lot more than that, bro. Birth rates are plummeting across the country with over a quarter of a million fewer births since 2012. And in the United States, this decision comes as the couple said, it's just impossible. They told the LA Times, I'm pretty sure I'm going to work until I die. The couple, despite initially expressing a desire to have children, ultimately decided against it after careful consideration of the expenses. Now, these two gingers, do we have a pic of them, Bob? If so, pull it up.
Yeah, there's one in the article. I'm generally speaking, our birth rate is fucked right now. And, you know, we need to fix some things like the housing market,
daycare,
student loans, and so on. We also need to, child care is a big problem.
Yes.
Health care is a big problem, blah, blah, blah.
I think, honestly, guys, from my point of view, there needs to be some sort of child tax credit for daycare.
Yeah, probably.
Like something.
Business wise, Bob, on my loan out company, it is. So if you expense it and you have your own LLC and all that shit, do people know that tax loophole? No, they don't.
Yeah, most people don't have their own LLC.
Correct. Right. Like all of it. Yeah, the normal person's never going to fucking know.
So, but there are problems here to solve for sure in this regard.
Are these them right there?
I don't know that two gingers should be making kids, though.
I just like a good ginger woman.
No.
A ginger man freaks me the fuck out, but a ginger woman's all right.
Look, that capybara even back there in the background is like, no, don't.
What the fuck is that?
A capybara. That's the name of that animal.
Oh, I've never even seen it and or heard that name. It looks like a giant gopher.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. I don't know if this story was in here to make fun of these people or not.
No. I mean, this is a real problem in the States. It's a real problem in Japan. It's a real problem in South Korea. A lot of Western countries are having this issue.
So,
like all of Europe.
Yes.
I mean, it's basically everywhere in the West and then westernized places like South Korea.
I understand that South Korea and Japan are not West, but they are westernized. They are functionally Western countries now.
So, I'm going to take this from the LA perspective here because I had a bunch of friends there that felt the same way they did at 200K. Let's really examine the 200K. Because a lot of people think this is fucking absurd. I don't because I live there. State of California is taking 16% of your fucking taxes there. And then feds are going to take, 33 on top of it?
Yeah.
So you're looking at roughly losing half of your salary, 48, 49% in taxes. That'll immediately knock you down to 100 grand.
That's in direct taxes. Then there's sales tax.
Yep.
There's luxury taxes in California. The taxes for vehicles are about double what they are the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So on. Gas is higher. So on. Like you get hit. People think that their effective tax rate is just the amount that they pay directly to the state and federal government, but that's not the case.
No.
It's usually like I think for California, if you're a top level earner, which is to say household income of 250K or more, you end up, unless you have good CPAs and you're doing things the right way. But if all things being equal, you would end up paying about 65% of your salaries in taxes.
Yeah.
And you get in California in particular, just look this up because I was curious. The child tax credit is worth up to $2,000 per qualifying dependent. So under the age of 17.
Yeah.
Now does Vladimir...
Federally, you get $2,500, Bob.
Does Vladimir Zelensky count?
No. claiming him as a dependent.
What about Israel? Can I claim Israel as a dependent?
I know you should on TurboTax. So, but look at this. You're knocked down to 100 grand right there. The other part about, because and I think they're from Los Angeles just because they did this article with the LA Times. We'll just take LA. You go to these schools starting in pre-K. They are so fucking expensive because the actual schools in Los Angeles are so horrific across the board. And there's so much immigration there that most of them, up until right around fourth or fifth grade, are still just learning English.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can put your white English-speaking kids in the same fucking class and hope for the best. Yeah. You're not learning anything.
No, that's why my friend Corey DeAngelis has been on this nationwide campaign to do something pretty new, but it made sense. So it's not just a voucher program, but it's called I actually don't remember the name of the program, but it's where the money follows a child, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say the state of Texas spends $8,500 a year on primary education per kid. Instead of that having to go to the public school, then you can take that money and send your kid to a private school. If you have to pay more on top of that to do that, you can, but you get that whole amount of money.
Right. And with this, speaking of private schools, a good private school in Los Angeles is going to run you anywhere from 20 to 30K starting in pre-K all the way up to the rest of your fucking days there.
I don't know why they don't leave the area. That part doesn't make sense to me.
That's what it does. I agree.
Very few jobs. Like, he's an actor and a writer, so maybe he's got to be somewhere nearby.
Yes, but, if you're yes, you need to go to Los Angeles.
So, she's an actor and writer, and they only make combined 200K, and he's a 3D model designer for video games. Like, you don't need to be in California to be a 3D modeler for video games.
No, but if you're a writer and actor, I would highly recommend you are there for that.
Not if you're making less than $200,000 a year.
I agree, but as a household, that isn't terrible. And I understand the outrage from everybody else who doesn't live in Los Angeles. But let's say you have a kid and then you're putting them in private school. That'll knock you down to 60. And then where are you living? Where the fuck do you live?
The only place in Los Angeles. On 200K a year, you're living in the valley in a shithole.
Yes.
That's the only place anywhere near there where you can live on 200K a year, unless you're just living on the fucking street.
And you personally, or Bob, or me, do you want to raise a child in a fucking two-bedroom apartment in the valley? Van Nuys?
No.
I don't.
Like, people go to LA for the weather. Van Nuys, it's 110, 115 degrees in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It is not LA as you think of LA. It fucking sucks there.
No, and for me personally, because I'll throw it back on myself here, I didn't even consider having a fucking child until I moved out of the state. And this was a conversation I had with my wife. When we decided to have kids, when we were both in Los Angeles, the next part of that conversation was, great, when are we leaving? And it was 2 weeks later, we were out of there and we moved on with our lives because I didn't know if I could afford this bullshit and keep up with the Joneses and everything else. Or did I want to raise them in a fucking two bedroom in Van Nuys? Like, Christ, man, I had a condo that was 1,000 square feet. It was 800 grand, man. It fucking sucks there. And then property taxes and HOAs and all the other shit. And then food. The cost of food in Los Angeles versus everywhere else is so goddamn high. A pound of chicken when I left was going for about $13.50. If I wanted, you know, a pound and a half of chicken, just Foster's chicken, you know, out of bullshit chicken out of the fucking Ralph's there. It sucks all the way around. I understand this completely, and I'm actually not going to make fun of these people today. And I think if more people were smart enough parent-wise to say, hey, do I want to bring a child into this world and bring them into a shitty environment and raise them and force them to go through this? The answer would be no.
Yeah. There are some redeeming qualities to California, and that's our last story. A public library in California shut its doors following months of rampant drug use, robberies, and even public sex between the bookshelves as Golden State cities are held hostage by criminals. Contra Costa County Library's Antioch branch. Antioch is like a little bit northeast of Oakland, right? Pittsburgh, Antioch, right up here.
Yeah.
Announced that it made its decision to close beginning on Saturday until further notice as the, quote, repeated dangerous incidents, end quote, have threatened the safety of its patrons. During the closure, the library will be working to implement further security measures so we can reopen as soon as possible. The library service said in a statement, a spokesperson told KTVU which I think is their NBC affiliate.
It is, yeah.
That this dire situation goes beyond typical bad library behavior, like talking too loud or failing to return books on time, or even vandalism and theft. Quote, "We've also had drug activity and drug use both inside the library and on library property. People having sexual intercourse inside the library or on property in full view of patrons and staff. We found bullet casings on library property." So basically, hobos, bums, are fucking in the library, man.
It's free.
You voted for this.
It's free.
I just want to remind all of you Californians that you voted for this, for bail reform. It's unconscionable. Putting people in prison for crimes they committed? No. It's
fucking nuts, dude.
The mayor of Antioch, which is about has about 115,000 people. It's about 45 miles northeast of Oakland. Yeah, I said northwest. That's stupid. Northwest of Oakland would be in the goddamn ocean. Opposed the library's closure and said citizens were blindsided by the decision. No one in the city of Antioch, including the police chief, was informed of safety concerns by Contra Costa County regarding the library. There's no fucking way that people were fucking in the library and somebody didn't call the cops. Not one fucking prayer.
I think they did. I the cops are instructed not to do anything. Yeah. So what do you do? Oh, hey, cool. Can you get some video for me? Because I like to jack off later. That's about all the cops would say on that conversation. Yeah. And it's up and down. So you can go up and down the whole entire state. This is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just isolated to Oakland, San Francisco. LA is a fucking shithole. Yeah. Go up and down, man.
I think the solution to this is to let non-bums do drugs and fuck in the library. Let's reimagine.
Oh, it's just a college library.
Yeah.
Let's reimagine what a library is. They wanted to reimagine police a couple years ago, what policing meant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to reimagine what being a library means, right?
Yeah.
Open up that book, read some James Joyce, snort a line of cocaine off some titties.
Yeah.
As I'm getting my dick sucked.
Did you fuck in the library, Bob?
I did not, know.
He was a theater guy.
It was a thing, though. It was a thing where you wanted to have sex in the library. But let's face it, hot college students having sex in a library is way better than dirty-ass hobos.
Yeah, it's mostly probably gay hobos, too, to be honest.
You think so? Why gay?
I don't know. It's the Bay Area.
It's true. Shit.
There was an easy way to do it at UCF.
What was it?
Break it
so
down.
So they had like individual study rooms or whatever, and then you push the table up against, because there was no blinds, there was a window, so you had to push the table up against the window. It would close the door too, so nobody could break in, and then you fuck underneath the table.
That's great. So Ohio State's, the library was so big, it was like a Ghostbusters library. It was like 10 floors. You could find a nook and cranny anywhere there to get off. There was one section, though, that was I think they called it like the ancient book section or historian section or something like that, where it was like really old books. Now that they kept an eye on, where it was just like, hey, we don't want anybody nutting all over these books. These are first editions.
Yeah, you don't want to glue the pages of a first edition Bible together.
That's
right.
So that was the problem.
It's
there.
Signed by Jesus in the front.
Right.
I do that, by the way. Do you guys ever autograph the fucking Gideon Bibles in hotels?
I autographed an Anne Frank book for somebody. One of our listeners brought it in.
Stay up. Yeah. Jesus.
I wrote shh in the book and then Anne Frank.
Stop eating those chips. Anne Frank. Class of whatever, 1944.
44, yeah. It was a short class. It was a short
Wait, what year did she die? It was probably earlier than that.
I know. I think it was 44. I think you got it.
45.
It's 45. Damn, dude. RIP, obviously. Yeah. RIP. And also, stop sending us the AI nudes of Anne Frank.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I don't either. I don't want to see the lingerie Anne Frank's at all.
She's like 13.
I know. I'm just like, dude, stop making these.
If you send it, Dan, he will murder you.
Yeah. I probably will, yeah.
I mean, kind of, though, right? If you think it's fucked up for like someone to fuck a 13-year-old sex doll, maybe don't ask a computer to show you a naked 13-year-old.
And that's the danger of all this bullshit, man, where you're just like, bro. But we've been sent it on the thing. Let's not do that. She's 13, okay? Now it's time for the Drinking Bro of the Week. Who do we got back there? We got our homie from Australia. You guys were on the show, I think, last week, right? Did you come up? We'll start with the Australian first. He brought us a ton of shit, and he's got a cool accent.
He's not even sad about Volkanovski.
You're not sad about Volk?
He doesn't even know who Volk is.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, you're British? Yeah. Fuck off. Is that true? That's so funny, dude. Whatever. Same diff. You're both white. Yeah, come across. I like how you grabbed a hard AF seltzer first, which is smart. I enjoy that.
I'm driving, so...
You're driving?
Yeah, I stayed off them, so...
Well, it's Texas.
Yeah.
Put that about an inch from your face there. There you go.
Yeah.
Tell everybody your name.
Duncan Harris.
Hey, thanks for joining us here, Duncan Harris. Where are you from?
Southampton, right down south in the middle of England.
Oh, no shit. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah, so...
Are you here for work or to see us?
Yeah. So I've just up in California for a week. I work in agriculture.
Okay.
So there's a huge show. It's just south of Fresno, a place called Tulare. I'm probably getting that wrong. Yeah, we came over to check out some competitive products to what we have back home. See if we can probably get in the market, maybe.
But, okay.
Yeah. It was real nice. Like, you know, hearing what you guys say about Cali all the time and stuff. So I kind of had a preconception. It was just going to be shit.
Yeah. Where were you at?
So we were just an hour out of Fresno, the place we were staying called Kalinga.
I'm not familiar with it, actually.
Was it near the water?
Were you near an ocean?
No.
Okay.
We were right.
In, pretty and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we were about, it was about just under a 2-hour drive to the coast. So we went to a place called Caicos, which is just like sort of between, you know, you're coming down from San Fran towards LA.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, right?
Oh, man.
And that's the disappointing part for me personally, where I'm like, it is the fucking, besides Hawaii, it's probably the second most beautiful state that we have in the United States. And to see it turn into a fucking shithole, you're like, God damn it, man. Do it to, like, Arkansas. You know, like, I don't give a shit about, like, let's just not do it to California, but you're kind of stuck. But once you're there, right, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is really amazing. Yeah.
And then that part, again, just from what I could tell and from what I was seeing while I was there, I'd say, you know, they're not fans of Newsom or any of that lot, because it's all agriculture. It's
right.
All blue-collar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's just signs everywhere. And, like, so, yeah, I think, you know, that part clearly. But, yeah, mountains just, you know, it's
beautiful.
Just like,
you got everything. You got the beach. You got great beaches. You got great mountains. You can go skiing, snowboarding, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
San Francisco used to be amazing. Like, the streets, where you would walk down the streets and enjoy yourself. Los Angeles, San Diego. I love San Diego. I don't know if you got a chance to go down to San Diego.
No, beautiful. Not this time.
Beautiful in San Diego. And now that state is just fucking sucks.
Yeah. And that's a shame, because, like, you know, for me, like, music and stuff, like, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, Motley Crue and, like, hair metal and stuff like that. And I really wanted to go to, like,
Sunset.
I want to go to Sunset. I want to see the Rainbow Bar. I want to see those places. And now it's just like, that's a lot of money to go and see some hobo pissing in the street.
Right out in front of Rainbow Room there, where Motley Crue used to play, I saw a homeless guy, spread eagle, jack, pants down, just crushing it at like fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, dude.
No, I don't. Yeah. It's I'm nuts. All good.
Yeah, same.
I'm all good on that. So
same. But, well, first of all, I want to thank you for your support there. You're drinking the Hard AF seltzer.
Yeah.
You got the Black Rifle coffee hat on. You got the Patterson Holloway shirt on there. We greatly appreciate it. Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got a couple, because I've come a long way. So
take your time. You brought us a ton of booze and food and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so take your time.
Yeah, I thought I'd do it a bit differently. Everyone comes up with nice bottles of booze and stuff. So I thought, I know you like the Twisted X stuff. So
love
I got
it.
Some McConaughey's and just grabbed another one. I got Dan a bottle of red, but I know nothing about wine. So
that's all right. Sure, he's a avid wine collector, actually, in real life. Yeah. That's true.
Bob obviously went with a Natty Ice for Bob, because hometown.
Yeah.
Dan, I got some Yuengling.
Yuengling, yeah, for Delco back there, yeah.
And Joel, obviously, because I know he's a connoisseur of his bourbon, so I got him some Evan Williams.
he loves shitty fucking booze, dude. That's perfect for Joel.
For Jesse, for your
bride?
Your wife, yeah, I know she's probably busy today having to watch the kids because it's the holiday and stuff.
Yeah, they're off today, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed I'm not going to get to see her, but I got a box of wine and some cans of wine, because
She loves it.
Yeah,
she loves
exactly.
it.
Yeah, I thought, you know, tomorrow she'll come in, she can have that first thing when she does the show. I'd love to be able to come tomorrow morning for, but
for our
I've got to fly out. I've got to fly out tomorrow, so
okay,
I'll drive back up to Dallas. But yeah, Drinking Bros of the week. First off, I've got to say my wife, because I've just been away for a whole week and then took another few days to stay in Texas. We honeymooned in Texas. We were last year, 2019, in the summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Hot.
But we love the States. We love, you know, we get it around. But, yeah, she's at home looking after our two kids. We've got a 2.5-year-old and a 5-month-old daughter. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's probably like, yo, get the fuck home, bro.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we got help and everything, grandparents and stuff, but yeah. And then I got some buddies of mine. They've had it pretty tough the past couple of years with just various stuff. So Tom, he lost his dad a couple of years ago, work accident, which was real shitty.
Fuck.
Yeah. My other friend Mike, he lost his sister of brain cancer.
Oh, God.
I know. It was like 6 weeks, too. It was like, gone.
Toby Keith, obviously.
Yeah.
TK.
That's it, yeah. Toby Keith. And and my other buddy Andy, a longtime friend of mine, you know, he's just gone through a separation. He's got kids and it's like, yeah, it's just rough, isn't it? So and then obviously my parents, mum, dad. So
awesome.
Yeah. You guys, like, I'm gonna take credit for being the first British listener on the show.
Why not? I think this is the first British Drinking Bro of the Week we've had on Steve. Yeah. Go ahead. Claim it.
Well, I am. No one else made the effort to fly over.
Fuck them. Exactly, dude.
You know, and I know there are some. There are some. See them in the main group sometimes popping up here and there and stuff, but obviously not a lot. But yeah, I mean, I found you guys, you know, a few years ago, and it was, I think I'd call myself around about a day 80, homie.
Okay.
Because I was definitely before like 100, I remember listening. You know, I was over here like 2016 on vacation. I remember listening in the car and stuff.
Was that shocking when you listened to episode 100 not knowing what it was going to be?
No, I had an idea.
I already
knew what Pagan was, so, you know, I was good with that. But yeah, when I started listening, I went back through the catalog to one, caught back up to where I was. Then obviously, you know, RPR and like picking up all the other shows. But no, it was all off a Facebook ad. I remember someone shared it. It was like, oh, these crazy Americans. And it was one of the early Black Rifle ads, you know, when Matt would be Bikini Snap. And they'd have all the shit in that Crispian. And it was just guns. And I was like, oh, where are these? Who are these people? Like, and then, yeah, just like getting into it all, like, you know, I'm just a regular dude like you. I didn't serve or anything like that, but like the military humor side and like your side, and then obviously getting all your films and your books. I've got a load of stuff for me to sign in a minute.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I bought everything with me, so
yeah,
apart from a Sharpie.
I get you in the Sharpie, we're good.
But yeah, it's just like, yeah, you know, going back to that time, like the same thing, like with you, like comedy was dying, like all those films I loved weren't getting made anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, and yeah, you know, getting older, your friends start getting a bit more serious about stuff. And it was just kind of like, didn't feel like, you know, you sort of had a voice for stuff. And then, you know, like stumbled upon like Drinking Bros and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah. And then the podcasts and everything. It's like, yeah, every day, you know.
And for
don't
me,
listen to anything else. So.
We appreciate it. And for me, like, because people will ask from time to time, like, hey, do you miss doing movies? Like, no, I love doing this every single day. Like, it's a fucking blast.
Yeah.
You're here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get to be able to walk in and do this on a daily basis is a fucking blast. Movies, you're not really sure what you're getting into. Like, you know, sometimes the script is great. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes, you know, you got hopes and dreams for it. You can't control the outcome of it and all that other shit. I can today. I can control the outcome of a podcast every day, and I enjoy it. There's days where I'm shitty. These guys, I'll bring him up after you, but there's days where it's tough, where you're like, holy shit. Getting through Friday's episode was internet connection issues and things like that.
Yeah.
Luckily, not on our side, but you know, you can control the outcome of what you're saying and doing on a daily basis here, and I love it. So,
and obviously, love you guys, like all three, you know, again, like with you all through the whole COVID thing, like, being a long-time listener and stuff like that, I could see, you could just tell how hard those shows were to do. I mean, Dan was so happy every day doing the Zoom calls with people. And, like, you know, I could just tell. It's like, even though you're going every day, I was like, God, that's got to be hard work. Like,
Look, there's worse jobs. So I'm not going to say that, obviously. But there was some challenges, sure, in Wilmington with the weather. It's, you know, it's a beach town, so there was a lot of thunderstorms that would pick up in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Even here, shit. Remember deep freeze?
Yeah, I think knocked everything out. And
we're, Dan and I take it pretty seriously about, you know, putting out a show every day. I remember recording one. We had no power at my house during that deep freeze. And it was just, luckily the Zoom was just batteries, like old school batteries. So I just recorded that fucking wild ass episode drunk in the middle of the night so we could get it out to the world and everything else. But we take it just as seriously as you guys do. And we really appreciate the support.
Yeah, well, like I try. Like, I'm going to steal everything before I leave because I can get a lot of this stuff back home. Like, before COVID, it wasn't too bad ordering stuff back home. Like, shipping was okay. If I was getting a discount code from someone, like getting Black Rifle Coffee, or, you know, I'd get stuff like Strike Force and, you know, like things like that, because it wasn't too expensive, really. And, you know, I couldn't get it back home anyway. But, like, since then, like, as you know, like, shipping costs. And I'm a parts manager where I'm at, so I know about shipping and everything. And it's just like, yeah, it's just so much money. Of course, the exchange rate shit the bed as well, so that wasn't that great. It used to be great for us. It used to, you know, buying stuff in the States, you'd be, you know, you'd be saving like almost like 50% back in the day, but not now.
No, not now.
No, and even like, I know you keep saying about it, but even when we were here in 2019 on a honeymoon and we went all around everywhere, like even just being here the past 3 days, like I've noticed, I've noticed how much more stuff is.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, I'm doing all American things, like going to Bucky's and Walmart and all those places. And I'm like, yeah, that's a lot more than last time I bought all this stuff.
It is, man. Yeah. And it's not going down. And some of it is not on us. Like, shit, man, some of these prices for Hard AF Seltzer at some of these stores, like, they set it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing you can do about it. So is it inflation? Are people taking advantage of inflation? There's that, like, those factors come into play as well.
Yeah.
But before you get out of here, why don't you take a few cases with you back there?
I will.
I'll show you where they're at, and you can take a few cases with you to wherever your next
I've got plenty of luggage allowance, so yeah, I'd like to grab a case if I can.
I'll grab it right after this.
Yeah.
In the meantime, were you up last time too? Did you come up last week? She was, you weren't. You want to come up?
Sure.
Come on up here. Thanks for being on, and then I'll give you those cases here as soon as we're finished. Dude. Look at you. Look at this young, strapping man, dude.
What's up?
You look like you just got off the bus to Los Angeles, dude, and you're ready to audition.
Yeah.
You're ready to get going, dude. You're ready to be in the next Riverdale.
I'll take it. That's a compliment. Thank you.
Tell everybody your name.
My name's Tyler Charton.
There we go. And that's your buddy.
Yes.
She was on the show last week, and you guys have had sex in real life, and we talked about that.
Dated, that is something dating people do.
Occasionally. Look, if you, I guess, want to do it out of wedlock, that's your own thing. You know, I never would, obviously.
Yes.
Virgin till the day that I met my wife and got married. So, you know, maybe you guys need to take that on with
GOD. We need to really straighten the fuck up, yeah.
Yeah. How long did you guys date?
5 years.
Oh, shit. And now you guys are just homies?
Yeah, we've known each other for 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. And you guys have been here a few days because you came in last week. Yep.
Came in Wednesday.
Is today your last day?
Tomorrow morning, we're leaving.
Oh, gotcha. And where are you headed back to?
Ohio.
Driving?
Driving. Yeah, hatchback. It sucks.
If you want to take some more cases, go ahead, man.
Oh, man.
You're welcome to
the
do
hatchback
it.
Is weighted down, man. I appreciate it.
I bet it is. I bet it is. I saw that car.
Poor Springs.
Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Two.
Go ahead.
Okay. So if you can distill your demographic down to its elements, it's these two guys.
Ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hard AF drinking, gun loving, politician hating patriots. So God bless them. Dakota Evans and Cody Hathaway. I got to give it to them. Put their heads together. You got one functioning brain. They're beautiful, beautiful bros. So I'm giving it to them.
Are they in Ohio too?
They are in Ohio, yeah.
Where at?
Middle of nowhere.
Okay, because you guys are Akron, I think she said last time.
Near
right?
Canton. Yeah.
Oh, near Canton, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Beautiful place, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's all anybody says about Canton. Ah, shit, the Hall of Fame.
Sure,
huh?
Yeah, don't like, look yeah, yeah. at anything else nope. there. No, please avoid.
Definitely do but, not.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame's our economy, so please visit that.
It really is. Yeah. And I forget who they're saying the game is this year up there. I know they've already been chatting about it already.
I'll get hate for this, but I don't watch football or any sports.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm a gun guy. That's about it.
I think they were leaning in on the Bears because of Devin Hester, I believe.
I believe you.
Don't, I think I'm 80% on that one. But, yeah, you're not a football guy?
I'm not. No, not really. Come not on, sports. Man. I like playing them. I don't
Ohio?
Like watching them.
The yeah. whole state of Ohio lives on football. That's it. Dude.
Yeah, that's why Ohio hates me.
Yeah. Are you guys getting out of there? What are you going to do?
One day I'd like to move to Montana and just fuck off into the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But so far, I trade stocks from a computer, and I'm not rich yet. So
no shit.
Yeah, we'll wait. That's why we're able to come down here.
Can you give us a tip? Anything you got? Where are you putting your clients?
I don't have clients.
Is it, are you
it's all personal money. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do that for a living, and I like healthcare stocks. They've been beaten down for the past year, and... Looks yeah. like due for a rebound. They're conservative.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They always do. Those healthcare stocks always rebound.
Everybody needs help.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do you look at something like Eli Lilly mm-hmm. With their success with Ozempic and all that other shit? Like, I don't know what they're trading at today, but last time I looked, I mean, they were up around $400 or $500 a share here. To me, because I'll, you know, from a Hollywood standpoint, everybody's using this shit.
Yeah.
And now it's trickling out to the suburbs and everything else. So you're yeah. like, oh, fuck. Normal people are doing this now. Like, to me, that's probably the biggest cash cow going forward. And
maybe, I don't know. That's part of the reason, like, Pepsi and Hershey's crashed last year is because they thought people would stop snacking. But, and then whatever the country, I think Denmark that Eli Lilly came from, they mm-hmm. had to factor them out of the whole economy. So they could have an accurate reading for inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. I think that's more of a bubble than anything, but...
I don't, and here's why. Yeah. I think eventually the healthcare system, I think the government will end up passing it because they don't want to deal with diabetes and everything else that comes along with fat people.
Could be, but when the point comes where people can't afford that shot, then they're going to go back to snacking, and they're going to go back to snacking hard.
You think so?
Yeah, and Hershey's and all these other companies have pricing power. They can reduce the size of their candy bars and charge the same amount and keep their profit margins.
That is very, very true, my man. That is very, very true. We're all fucked. It's pretty much just make as much money as you can. And
absolutely.
Hope for the best here at this
yes,
point.
Sir.
Just hold on. If Trump doesn't get elected, if we were stuck with Biden for another 4 years, we're fucked financially. Yeah. Financially, we're so fucked.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's one onesie twosie for me. Economy, immigration.
Sounds like we need another war or something.
Sure, that's coming. According to Dan, we'll probably be in Iran soon, so we'll find out.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say, you guys have been super hospitable. I appreciate it. Not to suck your dicks too aggressively, but like you gave us stuff to do in Austin. It was a 21-hour drive. You're like, check out 6th Street.
Check
out this barbecue joint.
All of it. Oh, did you guys so end up going?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
great, I got
right?
drunk, rode a fake bull, fell off a fake bull.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If you're here, you might as well do the fun Texas shit.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for all the support. We always leave the doors open here for you guys to come in. You guys built this place. You should be able to come in and get drunk for free and enjoy it. If you can't come in and give out Drinking Bro of the Week, you can submit at drinkingbros.com while you're there. Buy some merch. The merch store is stocked up. Buy some merch. Bro Box is coming back next month here. So sign up for that. That all helps us and keeps the lights on as well. Subscribe to Patreon. Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. That helps. If you don't have money, I get that too. You can do something free. Just go to fucking iTunes and rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.